Blog Talk Radio.
What an amazing God you are. You are God, and no God can compare to your greatness. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. You're the Almighty Father. You're the Lord God Almighty in the heavens. You are Almighty in the earth. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh, God, you are a great creator. You created the moon, the stars, the sun. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you created every planet. You created planet Earth in the name of Jesus where we live. And we thank you, Lord God, for your great creation. And, Father, after you created everything, you chose to create a man. And, Lord, you didn't stop there. You put your image inside of a human being, M-A-N, and a female. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. In the name of Jesus, everything that you are about to do, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for who you are. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, oh God. Lord, we just thank you that this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are so grateful. We are so glad that you, the Most High God, love us. In the name of Jesus, you love us, and you're so kind and considerate towards us. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do on our behalf. We bless your name. We praise you today, Lord God. Truly, you are almighty. Truly, you are excellent in all your ways. There's nothing that you can't do. Oh, God, we are thankful. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, the Most High God, are always available for us. In the name of Jesus, help us to always be available for you. In the name of Jesus, help us to keep our word. In the name of Jesus, oh, we love and adore you. We just bless you today. We come to honor you, honor your greatness. You are great and greatly to be praised. We honor your presence today. Oh, what a mighty God you are. You are awesome. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. You are almighty. We thank you today, Father God, that you are ordering our steps in the name of Jesus. You are ordering our steps in your word and in your way. Oh, we can't, oh, Lord, we can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We don't know, hallelujah, the direction to go in. But you said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. So I thank you that you are ordering our steps on a daily basis in the name of Jesus. You are ordering our steps. So we welcome your holy presence, oh God. We thank you for the breath you breathe in us every day. So that we are living and alive, full of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. We thank you that you are omnipotent. You are, oh my God, nothing is impossible to you. You are the God who nothing is, you can do all things. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you today. Oh, God, we thank you for this afternoon, this morning, even for this evening. We are thanking you ahead of time for life and abundant life, strength, health, well-being. Oh, God, an ear to hear your voice. Speak louder than ever before. We thank you for removing all distractions. We thank you. We come to align with your perfect will today. We come to align with you and to listen to you, to hear what your voice is saying in the atmosphere, because, Lord, you are speaking great things, great things, great things into our ears. Help us to have ears to hear what your Spirit is saying in the name of Jesus. Well, welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Good afternoon. We are so grateful you joined us. Oh, yeah, you already know it. The Most High God is always present with us, and we love and adore him. We know that he is the King, our King, our Lord, our Shepherd, and he is leading us in a plain path. Oh, yeah, he don't make no mistakes. He said, yeah, he chose you. He formed you. He shaped you in your mother's belly. He said, I know you. I knew you before I shaped you. I know everything about you. I knew you before I sent you to the earth. I knew you before I put the purpose in you. I put a purpose in you to go forth to the earth realm and to complete that purpose. You will not leave the earth realm until you complete that purpose. So, Father, I thank you for us completing that purpose. You are ordering our steps right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Dividing the word of truth. Oh, yeah, on this day, April the 6th, 2022, we serve the amazing God, the awesome Father, the King of Kings, the Lord God Almighty, who lives in the heavens. And we thank God for Jesus, who is sitting on the right hand of our Father, interceding for you. Yeah, you, your family, your neighbors, your city, your state, and our nation. Isn't he awesome? Every nation. He said he is ruler of the nation. I knew you think the president, the king, the rulers, the queen, the king. No, it's God Almighty. He's the ruler of the nation. I don't care what it looks like, what you think about it. He is the ruler of the nation. You know what? His word is so holy. The Bible is his word. That's the written word. Yeah, and in Proverbs 8:1, it says, does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? God pleases those who find and use, God blesses those who find and use wisdom. Solomon taught that wise people receive favor from God and often enjoy life. Those who do not value wisdom bring harm to themselves. Did you hear that? Those who do not value wisdom bring harm to themselves. The word of God says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 150, verse 6. Well, we are so thrilled that you joined us this afternoon. You know it's the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. We are grateful that he made the day, and not only that, he put us in it. You know, some people didn't open their eyes this morning, and right now they may be in the morgue or even in the cemetery. But, yeah, we're praising him. We're yet alive. We're thanking him for abundant life, for health, and for strength. We are praising him. We are giving him glory. We are honoring him. He's the Most High God, the great creator. He created everything. Oh, yeah, look around you. Everything. Everything, including you. And then he put his spirit, his Holy Spirit, in us to lead and guide us. Isn't he awesome? Well, we have with us from Jackson, Mississippi, mighty woman of God, a mighty musician. Oh, yeah. She was trained by God. You know, I'm sure her mother and her father taught her a lot, maybe even sent her to take lessons. But she's really been trained by God. She has the anointing to break yokes, bondages off of us. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny McBride. How are you today? Oops, I apologize. I forgot to take everybody off mute. Please forgive me. I guess she said, well, I can't talk. I can't. So now I can hear you, Sister Lanny.
Yes, ma'am. Just wanted to say praise the Lord. Good to be here today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
A simple hymn that's appropriate for this season of the year. At last, and me. My Savior bleeds and did my suffering die. Oh, would he devote that sacred for such a one as I? Was it for a crime that I he grown upon the tree? Oh, it was amazing pity. And grace unknown and shown of love and love beyond degree. Oh God, it was at the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart, they all rolled away. It was right there at the cross. At the cross, I received my sight. And now I am happy all my days. Thank you, Jesus. It was at the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden. Thank you, Father. And the burdens of my heart, they all rolled away. It was right there at the cross. He met me there. I received my part. And right now, my soul is happy. Yo, right now, the joy of the Lord is my strength. my day. All because of you, Christ. All because of Jesus at the cross. Thank you, Father, for Jesus at the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome. As she said, this time of the year, we celebrate the goodness of God. This is the time of the year where, you know, Jesus, our Savior, bled and died. He was hung on a cruel cross. And then sometimes we crucified him again. But through it all, we are so grateful that our Jesus is now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Yep. Interceding for us. Hallelujah. What a great God he is. Well, Sister Gloria Jean called me. She's not able to be on today. She has some, going to sing songs. So I'm going to ask Brother Brian if you would say a prayer of Sister Gloria Jean to be strengthened even more. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done, for being our Father, for being our God, for being our protector, our provider, and our healer, God. And right now, we lift Sister Gloria Dean up in prayer. We ask that you would continue to be with her, that you will lead her and guide her, that you will heal her and everything that she's going through. I pray that you will keep her family uplifted and encouraged. I pray that you will continue to guide them in their lives and show them how to live a life according to you. We thank you for all of these things and so many more. We thank you especially for the life and everything that she's done, for all the things that you have allowed her to do. We know that there's still so much that you have here on this earth for her to accomplish, God. So we pray that all of these things will be done and more through her with your power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian. Appreciate that prayer. Very powerful prayer. Thank you. Well, get your Bibles ready. It's scripture search time. Scripture search time. Yep, we got to search the word out. So this is, it's like true and false, or, you know, if the word is correct. Got it. What is the correct answer? So we'll call it, what is the correct answer? So I'm going to give you the scripture. You can look it up. And then tell me what the correct answer is. I'm going to put in a wrong answer, but you can tell me what the correct answer is. You know how we do it. State your name and say, read the scripture the correct way. Say what the word is that's wrong, and then read the scriptures correctly. All right. I hear papers moving or something moving, so I thank God for you all. The first scripture is found in Proverbs 8 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. And I'm going to read it, and you can tell me what word is incorrect, and then you can read it correctly. So I'm going to read it, and you tell me the incorrect word, and then you read it correctly. All right. Proverbs 8 and 1, doth not silence cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Doth not silence cry, and understanding put forth her voice? What word is incorrect? State your name and tell us, and then read the correct verse.
Sister Marion, the correct word is wisdom. Doth not thou the not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Silence is incorrect. All right. So I'm going to read the scripture. You tell me what the incorrect word is and then read the correct word. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 14. How say ye, we are happy and strong men for the war? How say ye, we are happy and strong men for the war? State your name, tell me the incorrect word, and read it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 48:14. How say ye, we are happy and strong men of war? What word is incorrect? And then read it correctly.
Sister Marion, the incorrect word is happy. It reads correctly. Now say ye, we are mighty and strong men of the war.
Amen. Excellent. You're right on it, sister. Thank you. All right. The next scripture is Amos chapter 5 and verse 1. Hear ye this book, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. What's the incorrect word? And read it correctly. Don't forget to state your name. Amos 5 and 1. Hear ye this book, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel.
Brother Brian, the incorrect word is book, and the correct one is word. And it reads, to hear ye this word, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel.
Amen. Thank you. Good job. All right, we got two more. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 15. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the measurement of a foolish shepherd. Zechariah 11:15. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the measurement of a foolish shepherd. What is the correct? What's the incorrect word? State your name, give the incorrect word, and then read it correctly. All right, the scripture is found in Zechariah 11:15. What's the word that's incorrect? And the Lord said to me, take unto thee yet the measurement of a foolish shepherd. What word is incorrect? State your name, give the incorrect word, and read it correctly.
Sister Laney, the incorrect word is, the correct word is instrument. I forgot the incorrect word. I'm so sorry.
We're going to help her out. Tell her the incorrect word, y'all.
It was measurement.
And the Lord,
okay,
thank
right,
you,
ahead,
Brother Brian. And, thank you. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instrument of a foolish shepherd.
Amen. All right. The last one in this area, in this category, is found in Mark 12:11. Mark chapter 12, verse 11. This was the Lord's doing, and it is terrible in our eyes. This was the Lord's doing, and it is terrible in our eyes. State your name. Tell the incorrect word. You got to write it down. Write it down. When I give it, write it down, the incorrect word. This was
Brother
the Lord's
Brian,
doing, and it is terrible in our eyes. Okay, Brother Brian, go ahead.
The incorrect word was terrible. The correct word is marvelous, and it reads Mark 12 and 11. This was of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Amen. Thank you. All right. You guys did a great job. So I'm going to need some readers today. I need some readers, so you can state your name if you want to find the scripture and read it for me. The first scripture is Matthew 9:22. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. Who wants to be the reader for that one?
Sister Marion, I'll read it.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. Just hold on. I'm going to let you know when to read it. All right, we got 3 John 2 to be the reader for that one.
Sister Laney.
3 John 2. Sister Laney, okay. All right, next person. Mark 9:23. Who wants to read that one?
Brother Brian.
All right. Okay. The next scripture, thank you. Psalms 103, verse 3. Psalms 103, verse 3. Who wants to read that one?
Sister Marion, I'll read it if nobody else read it.
Okay. Sister Vivian, can you read that one? She may be on mute. Sister
yes,
Linda,
I have
can you read
yes,
that
ma'am.
One?
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I was on mute. Okay. Yes, Mark 9 and 23.
Okay. No.
No. Psalms 103, verse 3. Got it. Correct. Sister Linda, can you read James 5:14 for us?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
James 5 and 14.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. All right, I need one more person to read Isaiah 53:5.
Sister Vivian.
All right. Thank you. All right. Some people may not be in position to read it right now. Okay, so right now, you can put your phones on mute for a few minutes because you want to be reading those for a little bit. But the message title today, Brother Brian, I want you to read this one for me right now if you can. It's Proverbs 8 and 10. So go ahead and find it while I read a little bit. I'm going to let you know. The message title for today is called Spiritual Receptivity. Spiritual receptivity. And you may be saying, what is that? What does it mean to have spiritual reception? Let me know when you get it, Brother Brian.
I got it, Sister G.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
Okay, Proverbs 8 and 10 says, receive my instruction and do not and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So we got to take discipline and not silver. You know, when we receive God's word, we got to obey discipline, not silver rather than fine gold, because wisdom is better than jewels. Nothing you desire is equal to it. What is spiritual receptivity? We need spiritual receptivity to grow in Christ. Spiritual receptivity is the willingness plus the ability through the Holy Spirit to receive what the Spirit of God is saying and doing. Spiritual receptivity is what helps us to accept and perceive what God is saying to us. Many times we are too busy to receive what God's Spirit is communicating to us. It requires time and concentration to receive what God wants us to receive. Even when we focus, we must be trained by the Holy Spirit to receive God's messages to us. God speaks to us. He desires to communicate with us, but we must be attuned to hear what His Spirit is saying to us. We must, if we desire to allow God to talk with us one-on-one, like He did with Moses, we have to have some still, quiet time. You know, where we shut everything down. And you know, sometimes I know you probably like to shut the doorbell down too. Maybe you can put a sign over, do not disturb. On meditating on His word, listen to His voice. His voice is very quiet and could be missed if we are not attuned to hear him. God has vital information to give us, but we must desire that information more than family, more than friends, more than fine gold, more than jewelry, more than the TV, more than Facebook, more than any of the social media, even daily food. Sometimes we got to turn the plate over. So we got to have these deep desires for God. You know, there's a scripture that says in, I believe it's Psalm 45:1. It says, "And the deer panteth after the water brook." Oh, so shall our soul pant after God, pant after you, oh God. In other words, the deer, you know, like we got to be thirsty for the word. Receiving God's word is not always easy because one must have a deep desire. I ain't talking about surface. Oh, yeah, child, I want to hear his voice. But then you're not willing to do the work. No, spiritual receptivity, you got to do the work. And it requires some work on our part. You know, God is always faithful. He's going to always do his part. But it's going to require some work on our part. So in order to, you know, we got to have a deep desire. We got to want to receive and accept. That's the other part. We say, God, I didn't want it like that. No, we got to accept his way of doing things. He tells us, you know, what he wants. And then we got to obey what he said. You know, Bible study, personal Bible study. I'm not talking about when you go in the church house and the pastor's giving the Bible study, or when you call on this line and we in the Bible. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your time where you set aside, where you pray and you say, Lord, what word do you want me to study today? And I'm telling you, if you take the time to study, while you studying, he downloading you. And you say, oh, I didn't know that was in me. Yeah, because you're taking the time to study to please him. So he got some gifts on you, some talents on you. You ain't even know you have. And so, you know, you're talking to your friend, they go like, oh, you know that. Man, how you know that? Because you spent time with the Most High. Personal Bible time is crucial to hearing God's voice. Prayer time is crucial to hearing God's voice. It requires participation with the Holy Spirit to receive God's word, to hear his voice. I believe we were probably born with the ability to hear God's voice. But through life's happening, we may have lost some of the ability or forgot how to hear his voice, how to recognize his voice from other people. This is one reason we should never, now pay close attention. This is one reason we should never give young children cell phones. Because they probably hear God's voice when they're young. One of my friends told me when she was 3 or 4 years old, she began to hear God's voice. So we don't want to stick those things, iPads, computer-like games, especially in church. Now, you know what? I get so annoyed. When I see people putting a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old in the church, they're putting them on these electronic gadgets. Electronic gadgets. During service, during the time where the word should be downloading in the babies or in the children, they putting stuff. Oh, that's going to keep them quiet. No, no. Let me tell you, they didn't even invent those when I was a child. And we learned to sit quiet. The ushers helped our parents. And we sat quiet. So we can teach and train our children to sit quiet in church without putting some gadget in front of them. But we got to do it at home. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 5 says, there's one God. He said, okay, now, I want you to teach your children that in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night, that I am the only God. And then, you know, make sure they're hearing what you're telling them. You got to teach them from the time they get up, time they go to bed. Write it on the TV, you know, shut the TV down. Write a big old poster on there. Write it on, you know, on their desk or on the kitchen table. Show it to them. Tell them about it. You know, those computer games take up too much of our children's time and our time too. So especially in church, God speaks to children. The disciples tried to stop the children from coming to see Jesus.
even to be with him. But Jesus said in Matthew 19:14, he said, he told his disciples, suffer little children. Don't you dare stop them from coming to me. They are a part of the kingdom as well. They are a part of my kingdom, just like you are. And Jesus, the children, and blessed them. He laid hands on them, and he prayed for them. He blessed them. He gave them an endowment. He provided them with divine favor and protection when he touched them. How many of you are touching your children, your grandchildren, children at church, and blessing them, and instead of, oh, you know, we're not going to fuss at them. We're the example that they need, and they don't want, you know, they don't need what the Bible say, and he tell fathers, you know, he said, nurture your children. Don't irritate them. Don't speak bad, harsh words to them. Don't irritate your children. Nurture them. Say, look here, baby, let me hug you today. And when you're hugging them, bless them. You know, you can say silently, God bless you. Or, you know, whatever God's telling you to say. Adults are too encumbered, loaded down unnecessarily with too many things called responsibility. God wants to teach us how to give all our, not some, but all our concerns to him, all our responsibilities to him. But we must receive his teaching. Spiritual receptivity is receiving through being sensitive to God's Holy Spirit, to his prompting. You know, don't ignore his promptings now, because sometimes you get a sense of, you may be washing dishes, and you get a prompting from God, and you just feel like, oh, my God, I got to go call my cousin, and I got to pray for him. Oh, I got to go bend the knee right over here. I got to go pray right now. You may get a prompting. You may say, oh, God want me right now to pray for my neighborhood. You may say, God want me right now to pray for the nation, of Russia and you know, Ukraine. He want me to pray that the war will stop. Whatever it is the Holy Spirit is unctioning you to do, do it. Don't ignore the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. Do not ignore the prompting. If you ignore it, eventually he's going to say, well, they don't want it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to give it to somebody else. You cannot ignore the Holy Spirit's prompting. Sometimes I have food in my mouth, and I have to swallow it, and he'll want me to call somebody and pray for him. I ain't calling to chit-chat. No. He may lead me to pray for him or to give him a word of encouragement. Or he may say, okay, go sit on your porch for the next hour. Whatever it is, don't ignore it. The Holy Spirit's prompting, encouraging, and assisting us to pay attention to what he's communicating to us. So be led by the Holy Spirit. And being led by the Holy Spirit requires receiving messages through being sensitive to his spirit. We are capable through his Holy Spirit to make fine distinctions, a type of knowing that comes from him, a type of knowing that comes from him. I told y'all this probably before. When I was in Hurricane Katrina, I had come to Jacksonville, Florida, and I was back in New Orleans in my home, and I had this knowing, but I didn't understand it. I said, well, Lord, are you telling me to sell my furniture in my house, to move? What are you telling me? About an hour later, I got deathly ill. I could never stay in that house again longer than 5 minutes. Eventually, Hurricane Katrina took it, but I had to obey the unction. I'm telling you, it could save your life. So women are given what's called mother wit. And it's through God. A lot of times you say, I don't know, but I think it's going to rain. The sun could be shining bright. You say, honey, I think it's, oh, mama, daddy. Oh, it ain't going to rain. Can't you see that bright sunshine? About an hour later, you done hung your clothes on the line, or you done got outside and then sitting in the, you know,
in the whatever, and it just pours rain. He said, oh, my God, I should have closed my car windows when I got that unction. So, you know, sometimes that unction may cause you to warn your child. You say, listen, don't leave the house today, son, grandson, niece, nephew. Stay home today. And then you find out something happened at their school. Maybe it was, you know, all that shooting. And they go like, well, I'm supposed to be there. I can't miss a day. Oh, no, the warning came through you. So you got to make it clear and plain to them. Listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Listen when God is leading you. You got to listen to the unction. You know, we're talking about spiritual receptibility. You know, you perceived it. That mother wit, it tells you something. And you go like, well, honey, I had to let you know I don't understand it, what the Spirit is saying, but I don't think you need to go down there today, wherever it is. I don't think you need to go to Walmart or wherever it is they're going. I don't think you need to leave the house. I have a sense that something is not right. You may not be able to explain it to them, but spiritual receptibility is what we're talking about, to be able to perceive that the Holy Spirit is unctioning you to know something or to do something. So Proverbs 8:33 says, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Proverbs 8:35, for whoso findeth a life and obtaineth favor with the Lord. Whoso findeth life obtaineth favor with the Lord. Who does it mean to hear? I'm sorry, what does it mean to hear? Is it hearing with the ear or by the Spirit? Proverbs 8:32 in the Message Bible says, so my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Blessed is the man or woman who listens to me. Blessed is the man or woman who listens to me. This is not hearing the way we usually listen. When we begin to listen, then our minds begin to wonder, what should I eat for breakfast? I need to wash clothes. I got to go grocery shopping tomorrow. Not that kind of listening is what we need, but a focused kind of listening, a kind of listening where we tune out those thoughts and we say, I cast that down in the name of Jesus. Keep casting it down in the name of Jesus. A focused listening where we engage in intentional listening. You intend to hear every word that God is speaking to you. It's an intentional kind of listening. It's that kind of listening, you know, where you focus your mind. You tune in out everything. The noise in your neighborhood, the noise, you know, you turn in the radio off, the TV off. You turn in everything off. You are fully present, not allowing distractions to take over your mind or to take you in another direction or somewhere else. What does instruction mean? Instruction is a direction, or order, detailed information, teaching what thus saith the Lord. Solomon says, listen carefully to my teaching. I want you to use wisdom and not refuse to listen to my instruction. Embrace my teaching and learn. Keep a good attitude and soak up learning wisdom like a sponge. Soak it up like water, you know, when you put the sponge in and it just soaks up the water. When you squeeze the sponge out, you get rid of a little water from it, or you can completely squeeze it out completely. It depends on how much of God you want. You can pull on, search for God. You can seek him continuously or a little time. How much? How hungry are you? How much do you want of God? Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Psalms 37, 4 and 5, listen to this. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will act. Matthew 6, 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all, not some, all these things will be added to you. It depends on how much of God you desire as to how much of him you can get. He's not trying to limit you. He'll put as much of himself in you as you can take. Make a plan on how to get as much of God as you desire. For example, you say Monday, okay, I'm going to set my clock, and I'm going to spend 15 minutes in prayer, and I'm going to pray in the Spirit. And then you said, okay, now I'm going to spend 15 minutes and just, you know, listening to God, not saying anything. Or you could say Tuesday, I'm going to spend 30 minutes reading the Word, just reading whatever God tell me to read. And then I'm going to spend 30 minutes studying the Word. So, you know, that's going to all equal, all of that is going to equal about a couple of hours. Or you could spend 2 hours talking on the phone with your friends or your family and so on, who cannot even help you. They can't meet your needs. They can't provide for you. They can't protect you. Or you could spend time with Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. He can provide everything you need. Yeah. Now, you know, we got to do it his way. You know, you say, oh, Lord, I need this and I need that. And, you know, he does it on his time, though. Jehovah Jireh, provider. You say, Lord, I need this. And Jehovah Rapha, healer. Lord, my back hurt, my neck hurt, my shoulder hurt. And Lord, what are you going to do? You got to listen to him. He's the healer. We're going to be doing those scriptures in just a few minutes about healing. Jehovah said, Kanu, you need to be more righteous. Say, Lord, I know I told a little white lie, but I'm going to give that up. I got to be completely righteous. This is 2022. I don't know what's going to happen. Do you need Jehovah? You know, you need him, but do you desire him? I know you need him, but do you desire more of him? You know, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere with everybody at the same time. Isn't he amazing? My mind can't hardly fathom it. He's in Ukraine. He's in Russia. He's in Germany, China, Spain. Everywhere at the same time. He's in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. All at the same time. Every continent now. Don't you know? He made every person. And don't you know he speaks your language, their language, everybody. He made everybody's language, and he know how to speak it and how to hear what you're saying. So don't think he's deaf or he don't know your language. No, he heard you. He even heard your thoughts afar off. Jehovah El Shaddai, Almighty God, the one that nothing is impossible to. Jehovah El Elyon, powerful God. He has the power to do all things. Now, a friend sent me this, and I'm going to share it with you in a few minutes. But before we do that, we're going to read those scriptures. You know, we have to be trained to believe, you know, in God. Many of us have been trained to believe in the human doctor over Dr. Jesus. We said, oh, my knee's been hurting for 2 weeks. I'm going to go to the doctor. Oh, my God. You know, one time, I remember I was, I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but it was something God had told me. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to do about this. I don't know. He said, go and do this and go and do that. And don't you know, it cleared up. It cleared up. He said, don't receive that. So we got to listen to God. We have to be trained to believe in Jesus. We've been trained to believe in that, you know, in a false God. The doctor, sometimes we call, don't you know, we'll call the doctor before we call
the human doctor before we call Dr. Jesus, and he's the one who knows what to tell us. He's the one who has the answer for everything. He knows everything. Oh, that's what I was saying. God told me one time, he said, your blood pressure up. I said, it is? He said, yeah. So I hadn't been going to the doctor. I hadn't gone to the doctor probably in 4 or 5 years. I said, okay. So a friend said, go to Walmart. Get your blood pressure checked. So I went to Walmart, got my blood pressure checked. And I knew what to take because, you know, I had been trained in herbs somewhat. So I knew what to do. I went. My blood pressure was like 129 or something like that. And it says, that, go see the pharmacist. So I went, saw the pharmacist, and I told her. She said, oh, ma'am, are you on blood pressure medicine? I said, no. She said, well, it was probably from the heat. It was in the middle of summer. It was hot that day. And she said, if it continues, come back. So I went to the health food store, and I bought some Kyolic for high blood pressure. I took it a couple of times, and don't you know my blood pressure cleared up? I went back a few months later, got it checked again. Blood pressure steady, 120 over 60, or one time it was like 90 over 850 or 60, something like that. I don't know, but it was normal, right, for me. So sometimes we got to consult the, you know, the doctor who made all those human doctors. We can't always, oh, I stubbed my toe, let me go to the doctor. No, we got to get out of that mode of always saying we're going to the human doctor. No, no, no. So right now we're going to read, who is going to read Matthew 9:22. Matthew chapter That's 9, verse 22. Who has?
Marion.
Go ahead.
Matthew 9:22. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thou faith has made thee whole.
Amen. So you know what? We got to put our faith and trust in God. We can't be saying, you know, suppose like the coronavirus hit, right? A lot of us couldn't even go to the doctor. We were scared to go. I was scared to go in the hospital. Scared to go to the doctor. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going. What do we do? Sometimes you couldn't even get a doctor on the phone. But who healed you? Dr. Jesus. Sometimes we're too anxious and we get worried. Oh, Lord, they said on Channel 5, if I got this problem with my knee, I got to go because I may have to have knee surgery. Oh, God, they said if my brain feel like this, I got, you know, senility. I got all that. Lord, they said if my stomach is doing this, then I got, you know, stomach cancer. They said if my arm is doing this here, then I had a stroke, you know. You got to stop listening to that bad news. Turn it off. Even I could be listening to music on my phone, on YouTube. They come up with 20 commercials, and you know what they're about? Health, flip it right off. I said, I don't want to hear all this bad news. God came to bring the good news. He said he the healer. All right, who has John? 3 John 2. I unmuted all the lines. Sister Lanny, you got 3 John 2.
Yes, ma'am. 3 John 2 says, behold, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God want us to prosper. You know what? We read the word, we study the word, we pray the word, but God want us, just like our soul is prospering, he want us to be in good health. What good are we to the kingdom of God if we always sick? Oh, Lord, my this hurt, that hurt, the other hurt. Oh, Lord, I got this, I got, uh-uh. God said, he said otherwise. He want us to be in health, just like our soul is prospering. Now, I have a number on this phone that I don't recognize who you are. So if you want to text me, I'm going to give you my number. You can write it down. You can text me and let me know that you came on anonymous.
and then I'll put you off of mute. But in the meantime, I'm going to let you stay on mute. I'm going to give you my phone number, 504-931-7399. Text me. Let me know who you are. I need you to identify yourself. All right? Otherwise, we're not going to let you off mute. Thank you. We had too much trouble doing that. So the next scripture. All right, so I want to tell this to you after reading 3 John 2. It could be the devil that has tricked us out of our healing, like he tricked Eve out of Adam and Eve, out of their connection with Father God. He tricked them out of their connection with Father God. And God came every day to commune with them. They were in excellent health. They didn't have no problem. They didn't have nothing wrong with them. God went every day to commune with them. It wasn't until the devil came and tricked them out of what they were going through. Okay, I see your number, but I'm still waiting for you to text me on, you know, on my phone who you are. I see your phone number now, 631, but you got to text me your name and number, okay? Text me your name, brother. Sorry. I don't know who you are. I don't recognize the 631. I'm going to try to pull it up and see who you are. But I thank you for coming on, 631. Anybody expecting guests today? I'm going to look it up, 631. Okay. All right. I got you. I don't understand that, okay? All right. You have a new number, my sister? All right, hold on. I see you on another number, 2502869. All right. You think that's you. But, no, that's not you on that other number. Okay. So I don't get who that other number is. It's a 631 number. So I gave you my phone number. Text me. 504-931-7399. I don't know who you are. Delana, that's not your number. All right, give me a minute, y'all. I'm going to see if I have you in my phone. Nope. I don't have you. So if you want to text me and let me know who you are, 504-931-7399. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you. Or maybe somebody on the phone may recognize that number. Okay, so we're going to continue. Mark 9:23. Who has that one?
Brother Brian, it says that Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe.
All right. So God doesn't change. He's still the same yesterday in the Bible days as he is today. He does not change. So if we believe, okay, all right, whoever this is, you'd like to ask for prayer. Okay, I'll mute you in a few minutes. We'll be having prayer. So thank you so much. We'll pray for you in just a few minutes. Thank you for coming on. Okay, I still didn't get your name. Can you give me your name? 631, text me your name. I got who you want prayer, but text me your name, and we'll be glad to pray for you. We're going to have prayer in a few minutes. All right. Okay, Jamal, thank you so much, Jamal. We'll be praying for you soon, Jamal. Hold on. All right. Now, the next scripture is Psalms 103:3.
Sister Vivian.
Psalms 103. Okay, go
ahead. Sister Vivian, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, God alone can only do it. Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Who forgives all our iniquities and heals? What? Is it some diseases, y'all? No,
yes.
He said all.
All.
All diseases. Yeah, he said he forgives our iniquities and heals all our diseases. So you know, I want you to know it's not medication that heals. It's not herbs that heal. It's not any those things mask the symptoms. But God did give herbs to heal. If you read in Genesis chapter 1, around verse 28, somewhere in there, it says, I gave you these green herbs. So the medication masked the symptoms. They're still there. Masked the symptoms. It conceals us from feeling pain or symptoms. And sometimes it gives us other symptoms. And we go like, I didn't have this before. All right. So who has James?
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Woo. In whose name did it say, y'all?
The name of the Lord.
Yes, and Jesus is Lord. So I'm trying to tell you. He said, now, you know what? I haven't seen this done in a long time. When I was a teenager growing up, my pastor used to go, like somebody was out sick. He'd tell me, Sister Caritha, you write down the names of the people who are not here today. And we would go and we would, you know, clean the house, cook food, whatever. He'd lay hands on the people and pray. That's how you could get healed. You don't need to go to the doctor. I'm going to say if you're in a car wreck, I'm sure you're going to call a doctor because, you know, you may be bleeding or whatever. You may call an emergency. They're going to send an ambulance. But sometimes we go to the doctor for nothing. I mean, minor little things. Minor things. You got a toothache? Go get some, oh, my God, what is that? I can't think of the name of it right. Vivian, you know what it is.
Oregel.
No. Uh-uh. Vivian, you know. I'm going to get the little bottle. Hold on.
Say that again. Say that again now. When we go to the doctor, we go, which one you talking about, the dentist or the medical? Hello?
Okay. I was saying if you got a toothache, you can take clove oil, and it will get rid of your toothache. Clove oil, okay? Thank you, Vivian. Mm. But I got you. I know. I remember you said it, but it helped most people.
Yes.
I had a toothache, and I used that clove oil. It went away. I ain't had it since. It really worked. All right. So the next scripture is Isaiah 53:5. Who has that one?
All right. And it reads as thus, Sister Vivian. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed.
Amen, amen. Now, I want to tell y'all something else about the teeth, where I'm thinking about it. Two things. Ice can help your teeth. Heat didn't help. Ice can help you if you put ice on your teeth. And also something else. Oh, vitamin C. Increase your vitamin.
Yeah.
I had bleeding of the gums, and I increased my vitamin C, and the gums stopped bleeding. And then I started also flossing. A lot of people say, well, I got to have all my teeth. No, you don't. That's what they do. That years ago, the dentist told me I need to have my wisdom teeth removed. I didn't know no better. I listened to them. I need my wisdom teeth right now. They pulled out. My mouth started shifting when I moved. Wasn't nothing wrong with my wisdom teeth.
But through ignorance, I believe them. Somebody got a little something going on. Put your phone on mute, please. Put your phone on mute. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you so much. So I tell you, a friend sent this to me, it was almost exactly, this must be for me. I didn't forget about you, Jamal. Hang on. A friend sent this to me, and I'm sharing it with you today. It says, it is very significant that we come closer to God than ever before. It reads, I'm calling you to a life of constant communication with me. Basic training includes learning to live above your circumstances, even while interacting on that cluttered plane of life. You yearn for a simplified lifestyle so that your communication with me can be uninterrupted. But I challenge you to relinquish the fantasy of all uncluttered world. Accept each day just as it comes and find me in the midst of it all. Talk with me about every aspect of your day, including your feelings. Remember that your ultimate goal is not to control everything around you. It is to keep you communicating with me. A successful day is one in which you have stayed in touch with me. Even if many things remain undone at the end of the day, do not let your to-do list, written or mental, become an idol for directing your life. Now, that's really for me, because every day I write a to-do list. And some days, I'm like, Lord, no, drop that and go do this. Instead of asking my spirit to guide you moment by moment, he will keep you close to me. Pray continually, 1 Thessalonians 5:7. Pray without ceasing. In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Proverbs 3:6. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step God's Spirit. Amen. So, it is homework time, and then we're going to have prayer. All right. Who remembers the verse? We had Proverbs chapter 1, 2, and 3 today. Anybody memorized it?
Sister Marion.
Nobody. Okay.
Sister Marion.
Okay, go ahead. All right, I'll put you on your honor. So close your Bible and say it from memory.
To know wisdom and instructions to perceive the words, the work of the Lord. No, to know wisdom and instruction to perceive the work of understanding. And three is to receive wisdom, instruction, justice, judgment, equity. I don't know if I got them all right.
You almost, just about. Anybody else? Okay. All right, so I'm going to give you a clue. Everybody turn to Proverbs chapter 1 and 2 right after this. Jamal, we're going to pray for you. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Turn there. And I want you to look at some words. The words that says to know, underline to know. Those are key words. In verse 2, it says to know. Verse 2, 3, it says to perceive. The next verse, it says to receive. So you got it to know, to perceive, and to receive. Okay, that will help to know wisdom and instruction. Then to perceive the words of understanding. Then to receive. What do we got to receive? Instruction of wisdom. That's what Solomon did with his son.
justice and judgment and equity. So that'll help you. So we'll have those still two same ones next time. So, Jamal, I'm going to unmute you right now.
Hello.
Hello, Jamal.
Hello?
How are you? Yes.
I'm good. First of all, I want to thank you for being a vessel of the Lord. Your messages come through loud and clear, and you're making the world a better place, a place that God wants it to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let me pray for you, and then whatever's left out, you can bring
well,
it up. Father, in the name of
Jesus.
I wanted to
ask for a specific prayer. Because, oh, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Okay,
amen.
Well, hold on. Okay. Hold on.
Jamal,
listen to me one second.
Hello.
Okay? Let me pray
okay.
for you and whatever I miss, because I don't want to pray what you're telling me. I want to pray what the Lord is leading me to pray for you. And then you tell me. How's that?
Okay. That works. Thank
All right.
You.
Just hang up. Hang on. Father, in the name of Jesus,
I pray for
Jamal, your servant, him. In the name of Jesus, you know everything concerning Jamal. Lord, I don't know him, never heard him, never met him before, but you know Jamal. So, Father, you said trials come to make us stronger, and he is a strong, mighty man of God. He knows your name, but, Lord, most of all, we're grateful you know his name. And, Lord, I lift up any teenagers that are around him. In the name of Jesus, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper in Jesus' name. Father, he is hooked your word. He knows your word. Like they used to say, from kiva to kiva. He knows your word. He is skilled and knowledgeable of your word. So, Father, I thank you for him patiently waiting upon you. Oh, God, he's waiting on several things. He's waiting on several things to come forth. He's been praying, fasting, waiting on you, oh, God. So, Father, I thank you for those things shall come in due season. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that he is healthy and well. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against your mouth shall prosper. Any elderly members he take care of in his family, I pray healing virtue upon them. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I ask you to bless Jamal like never before. Meet every need in his household, oh God. And I thank you that the blessings are running him down and taking him over. In the mighty name of Jesus, he has several brothers. I don't know if they're blood brothers or spiritual brothers. If they are consulting you about the same thing, they are wanting this to take place. So, Father, I thank you that it shall be done in time, in season. I thank you that you are training them, oh, God, to hear your voice even clearer than ever before. So you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Jamal, what else?
Wow, that was so on the money. Thank you so much. I feel something overcome me now, just the light and the love of the Lord from your prayer. And I wanted to tell you that I've been working at home since this COVID started, and it's changed my life for the better. I've been more in touch with nature, with life, with all of God's gifts. And now they're asking me to return to work, and I don't think I have it in me. I think it's going to change me back to the stressed out, impatient person that I used to be. So I want to humbly ask you, could you please pray for a new COVID variant so I don't have to go back to the office?
I'm sorry, I can't do that, but I can pray for you, Father. You heard Jamal's request, Lord God. But you are almighty. Lord, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine that you can do. There's nothing impossible to you. Now, Lord, his desire is to stay at home. But I thank God that he wants your desire, whatever your desire is, whether it's to stay at home or mingle among the people, Lord God. But, Lord, you are able to give him peace. You said you will give us an abundance of peace, oh God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, above all, in abundant supply. So, Lord, if he needs peace of mind, you could give it to him. He could be sitting in a drug zone, and he could have peace. He could be sitting in Ukraine, and he could have peace. Wherever he is, we decree and declare peace of mind, that he will not get stressed out, that he would depend upon you, the Almighty, for everything that he needs in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Jesus walked this earth. He walked among thieves and robbers and murderers. And Lord, he had peace because he committed himself to spend time with you. I decree and declare Brother Jamal will spend much time in your presence, being centered in you, directed by you, led by you, led by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I thank you for the son or his son or someone who's going through that horrendous situation. Oh, God, I thank you that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above in that situation. Move by your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Jamal, who gave you the number to call in?
I go on the computer. I listen to you as much as I possibly can. I go on the Blog Talk Radio. And I was looking for prayer, and today you were the first one that I heard, and it just touched me, and I felt compelled to call you, and you have certainly healed me. But can we just pray that God give us it doesn't have to kill anybody, but can God give us a new COVID variant so I don't have to go back to work? I think without the COVID, I got to go.
You trying to get me to pray something that God don't want me to pray. I can't do that.
But the COVID
is
here. I don't understand. Explain.
God is almighty, not me. I can't pray that.
But why not? I mean, it's been
here
before. But the COVID has changed so many people. It's made my life easier with the COVID. So can't God just bring it back?
You'll wait.
Yes.
You're welcome to stay on. We got to move on now. We got homework. If you want to turn your Bible to Proverbs chapter 8, you're welcome to do so. We got Sister Talana coming on with her homework.
Can we just ask for a light strain of COVID, just a light strain?
Brother Jamal,
a light strain of COVID? No, I'll listen to you, but I just want to know why.
Sister Talana, are you there? I can't hear you. Sister Talana, you still there? Sounds like she's trying to come on, but I can't hear someone. All right. So, Sister Marion, you have Proverbs 8:9-16.
Yes, I'm here. Proverbs 8:9-16, the Lord is saying that they are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. He said to receive his instructions, not silver, and to receive knowledge rather than gold. To receive the instruction and knowledge rather than gold and silver, and that wisdom is better than rubies, and any other thing that we can imagine, we cannot compare to wisdom. His wisdom dwell with prudence and knowledge of witty inventions. That the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and evil ways, forward mouth doth he hate. He hate all of these things. His counsel is sound and wisdom and understanding. He has strength. By him kings reign and princes decree justice. By him princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. That was Proverbs 8:9-16.
Okay. Sister Lane, you have Proverbs 8:17-23. So give a quick summary.
Yes, ma'am. Wisdom is speaking, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit guides us. If you love wisdom, wisdom will be your reward. Wisdom comes with accessories. They are lasting riches and righteousness. The product of wisdom, listen to the Holy Spirit, it's better than fine gold. Return riches better than selective silver. But then selecting silver. In the center of our decision, wisdom lends itself to righteousness, which is moral excellence. Because one loves wisdom, you will inherit more and your financial bounty will be full. God is the owner of wisdom, even from creation, even before his historical works. And by the Holy Spirit, I was accepted from everlasting, from the beginning, even before the earth existed.
All right. Thank you so much. Sister Vivian,
yes,
you got Proverbs 8:24-35. Vivian, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I had it on me. Praise God, hallelujah. We recognize that wisdom is everlasting. Wisdom does not go away. God gives us wisdom, and God don't take from us. So wisdom is everlasting. The Lord has brought all these things forth to us, praise God. And the highest part of the dust refers to the particle or matter, the primitive atom. So God is letting us know, praise God, that wisdom is matter. It's like you collect data, praise God. Christ, who is the Word, is wisdom, and with the Father in preparation of the creation. In fact, created all things. Praise God. God created all things. God gives us wisdom. Praise God. And it was all done by the Word of God. God speaks this wisdom into our spirit, into our soul. Praise God. And we gain wisdom through God. Christ speaks of, Christ, who is wisdom, who is the Word, and who was with God in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay. The other people who had homework are not on today, so we're going to skip that part, and we're going to go to prayer. And I thank God for you all coming on and listening weekly. So I want you to, know, there are people who listen on the Internet, like Brother Jamal. I didn't know, I never heard of him from Adam, but I thank God for him coming on, asking for prayer. So you don't ever know who's listening to you. When we hang up, many people listen through the web. People listen in different countries. Sister Vivian's radio program on Sunday nights, and she'll tell you, she checked that different countries people listen. So,
yes.
That's what I tell y'all. Don't say, I'm cooking dinner and all the under mundane things. Just keep that to yourself. Don't say, I'm gonna be late and let's just stick with the regimen. Okay. So anyway, we don't know who's listening to us. All right. Well, we thank God that He listens to us. So we're on the radio and it is public, and people listen to it. We don't know who they are, but I know they listen. Thank God for that. So I talked to baby Chloe's mother this morning and yesterday, and I talked to her. So baby Chloe, on her way to healing, she had somebody's doing pots or pans or whatever. You want to put your phone on mute? Whatever it is. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because you know how all those sounds come through. But I thank God for each of you. We serve an awesome King, and he's so mighty. I can't begin to tell you. See, just like Brother Jamal, I don't even know where he is. He's in 305, not 305, he's in a 631 area code. There are people from all over the world who need a word from the Lord. And so when you come on and do your part, you are helping other people all over the world. So I appreciate you all so much. And I tell you, I appreciate y'all. So getting back to baby Chloe, her mother said that she is healing. She sent me some pictures of her yesterday. So she had, you know, surgery last couple of months ago or a month ago, you know, stomach surgery. She's just barely two. But so we just keep lifting them up in prayer. My clock said every day to pray for her, baby Zoe, and baby Revere. So I'm praying their hospital visits will get less and less. And now I'm going to pray for each of you. But I want to ask, would someone volunteer to pray for Rose Harbor? She's in the hospital. And Glory Dean as well. She's not, has been, you know, going through whatever, but we're going to pray for those two. Would somebody volunteer to pray for those two?
Sister Lainey, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these two darling sisters. They belong to you. They are daughters of Zion. We thank you, Father, that they already have salvation and the issues they face every day with their bodies and different things, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, financial, whatever the situation, social. Father, we touch and agree that without a doubt you are able to resolve all of those issues. For every problem, you are the solution because there is nothing too hard for you. Thank you for the power of the resurrection Christ Jesus. When he rose from the dead, he said, it is finished. When he died on the cross, he said, it's finished. And he paid the price for us. So we have access through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you hear. And you said, well, two and three touch and agree, you'll be in the midst. We ask for your favor. We ask for your word. We ask for your will and your way for our dear sisters in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name that it has no power, but greater you that is in them than he that is in the world. Your word, you have the first say-so and you have the last say-so. You are our redeeming God. Bless them, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. All right. Anybody want to thank God for the babies and continually, you know, praise God for their health and their strength? Sister Marion, can you take care of that?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now, Lord God, to thank you right now, Lord God, to praise you and to lift you up right now, Lord God. I bring our three babies before you right now, Lord God. You know them by name right now, Lord God. Continue to heal their bodies right now, Lord God. Continue the healing process right now in all three of them right now, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them right now, Lord God, where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down right now, Lord God. I pray for the parents, Lord God. Continue to give them patience, loving understanding right now, Lord God, to deal with their babies as they go through their sickness. Right now, Lord God, you said they are healed by your stripes, Lord God. And you have the last say right now, Lord God. You are our Jehovah right now, Lord God. And you can change and fix, heal anybody right now, Lord God. You are an awesome God, a healing God. So I continue to pray for anointing healing over our babies and their parents. In the name of Jesus, I praise you right now, Lord God, and I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen, amen. Father, I lift up your daughter, Sister Bella. I thank you for all that you're doing on her behalf. I ask you to bless her and her mom, her husband, her children, grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for her casting every care that she has upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for the strength of the Lord upon her. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that she will not lean to her own understanding in any situation, oh God, but she will trust in you in all her ways. Keep her healthy, keep her well, give her more energy, more strength. I thank you for Sister Marion, Lord God, this mighty, mighty, precious woman of the Most High God, a woman of God who's seeking more after you. More, 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 more is her a plot. Oh, God, she's saying, I want more of you, Lord, more of you, more of you. So I thank you, Lord God, that she is receiving more of you because she's hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Bless her children, grandchildren, the whole family, and the elderly members in her family. Protect and provide for them, meet every need in her household, oh, God. I thank you for healing her spine, oh, God, shoulders, shoulder blades, oh, God, lower back, hip, align her hips and her, all of her spine in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the exercise that she will get daily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. She will not sit for long hours in the name of Jesus, but she will get up even if she has to walk around the house set time and just walk and walk in the house or walk wherever she walk in the name of Jesus. Walk, walk, walk. And, Lord, I thank you for Sister Lanny, this great musician, oh, God, whom you have downloaded in so many songs and even books, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the next step for her, the next step. You're giving her directions, oh, God. Even as she sleeps, those dreams, those visions, those directions, I figure that she will begin to write them down and follow them, instructions from you, oh, God. I thank you for Sister Vivian in the mighty name of Jesus and all that you're doing on her behalf. I ask you to bless Sister Vivian, Lord, like never before. I thank you for what you're doing in Sister Vivian's life. Lord, I thank you for even the next step for her. Lord, she's done so much and so many things, oh, God. I don't know if it's a book or what she's about to do, but, Lord, you have instructed her on the next step, the next thing you want her to do. Remove any stagnancy from her. I thank you that she will not be stagnant, oh, God, but she will move forward in you daily, daily walking close to you, being in constant prayer and listening, listening, listening. Spiritual receptivity for each and every person on this line. I thank you for Brother Brian, Lord God, a young man on the battlefield for you who has a podcast. Bring forth the word. He bring forth words of wisdom from your Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. I pray that your protection around him, around his family, around all of his sisters and brothers, his parents and his whole family, Lord. I thank you for the wisdom that you've given him as a young man. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that he will reach a broader scope than what he's reaching right now. Oh, God, he's reaching a few people, but I think that more people will begin, oh, God, to listen to his podcast, and he will get up and do those things that you're instructing him to do. Give him spiritual receptivity, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, oh, God, for Sister Linda, a mighty woman of God, oh, God, and her husband, her daughter, the whole family, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in them, our grandchildren, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the instructions of the Lord being downloaded in her. I thank you for the hunger that she has for your word. As she thirsts and hunger, I bless her mother in the name of Jesus, who's like a mother to me. Oh, God, I thank you for the mighty woman of God who birthed her into this world, Mother Ivory, oh, God. I lift her up, and I thank you for the healing virtue going throughout her body daily, even as she is 90-plus, oh, God. I thank you for the strength you're giving to her. I thank you for her brother, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in their ministry, the New Life Temple Church of Jacksonville, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in that ministry, moved by your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I thank you that you have greater plans for Sister Linda in the name of Jesus, greater plans. I thank you that she will begin to write the vision if she hasn't written it already, and she will make it plain, and others will begin to join her in the ministry that you're putting forth in her. So, Father, we just bless and honor you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Talana, your daughter, oh, God, a mighty woman of God, a vessel of honor unto you, who has a specific time that she prays daily, 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 even as she is at work, Lord God. She's constantly praying for the city of Jacksonville as she go around from place to place. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, her whole family, grandparents, oh, God, parents, father, bless the entire family. So, Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving. And we honor your presence. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to be with the young man who came on, Jamal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give him, oh, God, the anointing that he needs to move forward in the ministry and the things that you're calling him to do in the name of Jesus, I pray that he will stay in your word, he will honor your word, and he will be obedient to you and what you tell him. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, anything else, y'all? Did we miss anything? Miss anybody?
Sister G, one of the ladies that comes on my line, I don't know her either. She's always silent, but she is asking for prayer. She said the doctor has diagnosed her with cancer. She's in the hospital, but she's believing that it's no cancer. So we want to pray for Ms. Showers.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Ms. Showers. And, Father, you have the say-so. You know what's going on in her body, oh, God. Dis-ease, remove the dis-ease from her body, oh, God. And, Lord, you are able, and, oh, God, I thank you that you're willing that she be healed. Help her to keep her mind stayed on you and everything around her that should not remove it, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, every way that she thinks, give her the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, everything. I figure that she will not be gullible, oh, God, but she would keep her mind stayed on you. In the name of Jesus, she will not lean to her own understanding, but in all her ways she will acknowledge you in Jesus' name. And so, Father, as we close out but not from your presence, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Anything else?
Amen.
Can I close out?
Amen.
All right, I love you all so much, but God loves you even more. So I just
Amen.
Thank God for you all. Talk to you all soon.
Thank God
Amen.
For you.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.